Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Conservative Talk Radio, where we're always right and never left. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. Tonight we are excited to have in the studio a young man who is a veteran and who, after coming out of the service, developed a very unique new social media and platform called Genesis Social Media. Brandon Gibson scored an IQ of 162 when he was a young man and joined the United States Army at the age of 19 and served three tours in Afghanistan after being shot and he was medically discharged. Since that time, he has dedicated himself to technology and created the new social media platform that is a free speech, Genesis Social Media. Let me welcome into the studio Brandon Gibson. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing well. Great to have you on the show. If you want to elaborate a little bit more about yourself and how we got to where we are today, you being the CEO of Genesis Social Media Enterprise.
It's actually Genesis Enterprises Corporation. Genesis Social Media is just one of many platforms. But
Okay, thank you.
It's been about 10 years difference between when I was released from the military. I got discharged in late 07. It was about 08 by the time the paperwork was all finished. And the platform didn't go online until March 5th of last year.
What made you decide to create your own social media platform?
Well, it started off when I was in 2009. I was living in 2019. My bad. I was living in Hartford, Connecticut, and I was still working on my company, which at the time was a small computer repair shop that I had in New Britain, Connecticut. And I was working with a guy named Flacco. That's his stage name. His real name we can't pronounce, but he owned a couple cell phone stores, and I was working with him, and we were, partnering in the same location. He fixed the phones, I fixed the computers, and I always kind of thought to myself, I want to do more than just own a small computer shop. And it wasn't until Facebook started seriously censoring things I was putting on the internet, like hypothetical. They put me in Facebook jail for using a phrase, get her done, which is very popular among Larry the Cable Guy and along a lot of other people I know use it. And as simple as something as sending a friend request to too many people too fast, they would lock you out for things like that, or having a political view. When I started posting articles on Trump, they would put me in Facebook jail for being a Trump supporter. And I thought to myself, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be another way around this. Come to find out, there's no way around it, and there wasn't any other companies out there that were stepping up to Facebook. So I decided, since nobody else is going to step up to Facebook, how about I step up to Facebook? So I got down to work, started building the platform, and one day I just went online. So there it is.
How many different platforms do you have? I know you talked about the social media, you have multiple platforms, you have radio. Please share with us how many different platforms you have and the names of those platforms.
Genesis Social Media is by far the first one that I built. Then there was Genesis Pixels, which is a platform that's similar to Instagram, but more designed for photographers because I do photography as well. And then there's Megalo Videos. Megalo is very similar to YouTube. Only difference is we don't copyright flag you every time you post a video, like a music video or something. If somebody posts something on there, then complete reliability and ownership of the person who uploaded it. And if somebody wants to have a copyright dispute, then they need to take it up with the user, not with the company. And then Killer Radio is obviously part of that platform. Killer Radio is actually a subsidiary of another network I have called the All American News Network, which is designed to be a completely unbiased news source. And so far, that's about it right now. The Genesis Money Center, that's going to be online hopefully soon. The search engine's already online. We're also building the Genesis Shopping Center, which is a platform that's similar to Amazon, kind of putting all these different platforms together, and then they're going to be exclusively found on our own brand of phone, which we're calling Genesis Mobile. And hopefully we'll be partnering with Mint Mobile on that one and unleashing this new brand of phone with our own operating system, our own no tracking network, things like that, to give more privacy to the user.
Right, and thank you for explaining that. For those that are listening, is there a main website that you can announce that they can go and receive all of your platforms, or you have separate websites for all your different platforms?
Well, we have separate websites for all the different platforms, but I want everything to be found on searchgenesis.com. That's the gateway to the different platforms. When you go on there, there's links on the top to every different platform that we have, as well as an ad URL. So if you have a website and you want it listed on Search Genesis, simply go to the ad URL up by the logo and type in your website. It'll automatically crawl it and list it for you.
For people who may not understand how to spell Genesis, because in the past your company has spelled it different ways, the website now that is the main website, can you please tell us the spelling of that website and how Genesis is being spelled today?
Well, eventually they're all going to be spelled both ways, but search and G-E-N-E-S-Y-S instead of S-I-S. S-Y-S is a symbol for an abbreviation for the word system. And since it is a technology-based, SIS made sense.
Okay. And they can join the social media platform, excuse me, it's like a Facebook, where they can join and make posts, create pages, create groups, and interact and things of that nature, correct?
Very much so, yes. And the best part is we don't censor our users. We don't tell them what they can and can't say. We don't control their political posts. We don't even have a monitoring system in place. So if somebody has a problem with somebody, either hit the block button. If somebody's doing something illegal on there, then we rely on other users to report that content. We don't have artificial intelligence monitoring it like Facebook does. And even though Facebook monitors 90% of the content is that you get put in Facebook jail, isn't even done by a user. It's done because artificial intelligence doesn't understand the difference between an idiom and, you know, what do you call, if you were going to hypothetically joke around about something versus something being literal, computers can't tell the difference, so they flag everything just based on the keyword. And that's what is screwing Facebook up right now.
We really appreciate
we won't be doing that.
We really appreciate your insight on that. What can you share with social media users on ways that they can see that they're being targeted, to make them aware, because some people are being targeted and don't know it. And then what should they do if they're being targeted?
I'd like to use the classic example that came about. I have a friend of mine named David who lives in my building. He's our assistant manager of the building, as well as the maintenance of the building. And the difference between Facebook and Genesis social media. And this actually kind of turned out to be more on the racial side, which goes to show what Facebook's about. He asked me one day, I came downstairs and I was going to the office and I passed him. He was working on a room and David goes, "Hey, didn't you start a social network?" And I said, "Yeah." He goes, "What's the name of it?" And he told me that he got put in Facebook jail again. So I asked him what happened and he said, somebody from the BLM group posted on Facebook that he was going to start killing white people. David replied, "Okay, then I'll start killing black people. How does it feel?" Just to kind of give him, you know, show him what he's saying to us and what, you know, vice versa. Facebook
exactly.
Didn't have a problem with the fact that the guy was talking about killing white people. But the second David replied in the opposite, Facebook had a problem with it. So and according to Facebook, it's okay to talk about killing white people, but when it's different when it comes, you know, back around, and it's not okay to talk about killing black people. So the difference with between Facebook and Genesis social media is I don't care what your skin color is, you don't talk about killing anybody, because last time I checked, that was a terroristic threat. And, you know, laws don't discriminate. So that's the
Thank
difference.
You.
We won't censor you for free speech, and we won't allow people to be saying things and choosing and picking sides like Facebook does. It's just horrible. Become a political battleground for people to bitch and moan. Excuse my language. I hate Facebook. I really do.
Now I know that you know, your social media platform is up and running. If people would
Very
like
much
to
so.
Donate, if people would like to donate to help support your social media platform or invest, how can my listeners do that?
Well, we're not really. I'm still talking to David Winkler. He's another David. He's you know David. He's our new business manager, and he's also running for New Jersey State Senate. And we're also hosting his campaign page. He's a good guy. He said to kind of look for a corporate sponsor. He says if you accept donations, that's more of a nonprofit, and we're not a nonprofit. Government won't give a business a nonprofit status, especially on a social network, because that's not something that follows those guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't really have a donation system set up. However, we are working on creating premium membership. So when people go on there, they can pay for their memberships, and then they can become verified, and also business advertising will be accepted. So that's in the loop. But we are still very young, and we need to have about 2 million or so users before they'll even begin to accept advertising as a main source, because you got to have that target audience, otherwise it's just not worth it.
I understand. For those that are tuning in, this is Conservative Talk Radio, where we're always right and never left. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. We're honored and proud to have in the studio this evening Brandon Gibson, a veteran who now has become the founder of this new social media platform, Genesis Social Media, for free speech. They do not censor you, and we're proud to have another platform, or a platform that offers us to express ourselves in an environment today that our free speech is being limited by the liberal media and the left. We're very proud of the work that you're doing, Brandon, and we're very honored to have you on the show and sharing your platform and giving people in America a place to have free speech. What are some of your goals for Genesis as you move forward? I know you have the social media platform. You have the radio station. What are some of the bigger plans for Genesis social media in the future?
Well, it's like I was telling Tricia and David. Tricia owns Anderson Ludgate Marketing Company in New Jersey. I met her through David. She was asking me that very same question.
One second, just for a footnote, in case our listeners don't know, Tricia Flanagan is a former U.S. Senate candidate from New Jersey in this recent past election. That is who Brandon is referring to, in case my listeners want to know who Tricia Flanagan is. I apologize. Go ahead, Brandon.
Yeah, she's heading up our marketing, and she's partnering with us to offer the marketing side of things. But she asked me that very same question. And when I first started Genesis Social Media, I thought to myself, why not stop? Why stop there? Facebook isn't the only organization on the world right now that's censoring or even spying and monitoring their users. Google and Amazon do the very same thing. They sell your data, whatever data that they can collect on you. They'll sell it to marketing companies, like what you search for example, get sent out to marketing companies. So I decided not to stop there. That's why I created the search engine. That's why I created Mega Low Videos. And that's to compete with Google and Amazon. But then I realized that that's not going to stop the censorship and the spying altogether. We have to develop a whole new web platform to exist next to Google. And that being said, we're developing the line of phones. Now, the difference between this line of phones is when you're connected to the Genesis network, the Genesis network is a app that's based in the phone. You have your regular phone number, and then you have the Genesis network. Genesis Network is a VPN, also called the virtual private network, that exists over existing internet. And when you have that phone, it assigns you a Genesis phone number that goes alongside your regular phone number and will allow you to securely access the internet without being tracked, because it's a no-logging VPN. And it also will allow you to communicate to China or any other country as if you're calling your neighbor. So we're trying to get rid of the entire international calling system. We want it to be one global network where everybody can communicate on the same level without extra fees and things like that. And most international calling rates charge you about 5 to 10 cents per minute, depending on which ones you go with. And that's not what we don't like that. We don't like the fact that you have to pay extra just to call another country. The internet is called the World Wide Web for a reason.
Brandon, do you offer businesses to advertise on your social media platform, or is that still in the developmental stage?
That's still in developmental stage, but the reason I'm doing it differently than Facebook. On Facebook and YouTube, anybody from their grandma to their nephew to a business owner can go on there and create an advertising campaign, and then it just kind of, you know, you start it up and you pay for it. I don't like that. What I want to do is be able to sort of control the different areas of advertising. Like, sure, you can go on there and create an ad campaign, but if you contact the Genesis Marketing 360 organization, which is one of my companies, we can offer to do your ads for you. That way it saves you time in your business. Because I know that when I run a business and I'm doing software development stuff, I don't have time to just stop and spend 2-3 more hours on advertising. It'd be good if they say, you have more than one platform, if we can bundle the advertising together under one rate, can you put these ads on more than one of your platforms? So instead of paying, say, hypothetically, $400 for advertising on the social network, then another over here, then another over here, then another over here, like you do with everybody else, why not offer to do the work for you and give you one rate for all the sites? And that includes a spot on the radio station as well. So you'll have a 30-second ad spot on there, you know, and it makes it easier on the business owners, so they could just pass the job off to Genesis. We do all the work for you, and all you have to do is get back to work. It takes a load off people's mind. It really does.
That's awesome. That's an awesome concept. And
now there are a lot of marketing companies out there, like what Trisha does. There's a lot of marketing companies. I can go on Google right now, Google marketing here in Branson, and I'll get 40 different businesses that pop up. So what I'm kind of thinking is, why not work with those existing marketing companies who can apply to become authorized Genesis marketing agencies? So if you have to get advertising on our sites, then you can go through one of those authorized ad agencies, and it will allow those ad agencies to grow business and also become a part of this new network at the same time.
That's awesome. I just wanted to footnote for all of those who want to be a part of a free speech social media network, Genesis Social Media, please share it. Unfortunately, you'd have to share that link privately. I know at this time Facebook does not accept that link. So all my listeners that want to take that link, please send it privately to people and ask them to join, because Genesis is being censored across other social media platforms. But like Brandon said, this platform is free speech as long as you're not overtly disrespecting them with racist epithets and things of that nature. Your political views, everything is all open. I happen to be a member myself of Genesis Social Media, and I find it very, very good and easy to navigate around, create pages and create groups, and it's very, very friendly. So I want to encourage everyone to go to Genesis Social Media, sign up, and encourage your friends to join as well. Go ahead, Brandon. You wanted to add some more to it?
Sure, yeah. Facebook has censored us ever since last November. I had moved out of Connecticut back to Missouri, and I didn't update my address. And about a week after I left Connecticut, it was November of 2019 when I left. No, I take that back. Hang on a second. What is this, 2020 now? That was last year. So, yeah, last year, November. Feels like it's been 2 years already. I left, and then when I did a change of address form 3 months later, I got a bunch of mail from Connecticut that was stocked up at the post office. And one of them was a letter from Facebook and had a business card, and the business card was to one of their legal advisors. And they offered me $31 million for Genesis Social Media. Facebook was trying to buy us out so they can dominate the market. And I didn't sell out to them. I learned a lesson a long time ago by Bill Gates, believe it or not. If you ever watched the movie The Pirates of Silicon Valley,
my son watched it. Mm-hmm.
Right. He walked into a small town computer shop, which back in that day wasn't computers. It was TVs and calculators and various other types of electronics. You know, he just did repair work, what would be considered a small town computer repair shop today. And the guy goes, "I'll give you $50,000 for that piece of software you have there." And the guy was just experimenting with operating systems. He didn't really know what he had. He thought he just hit the jackpot. Holy shit, I just got $50,000 for that software? Wow, okay, I'll take it. So the guy took the money. Then Bill Gates went and started Microsoft, called it Microsoft DOS, made close to, I think their first year they made $78 million, Microsoft did. And you can't tell me that guy's not kicking himself in the butt right now, because he knows that he could have got more out of it than what he sold it for. That's the lesson they learned. So when Facebook offered me $31 million, I thought to myself, sure, I could take the money. Everybody in my family gave me a bunch of crap because I didn't take the money. But if they want it so bad, it's got to be worth more. And just the pride of knowing that I'm competing with them alone is enough not to sell out. And ever since they offered that, I said some pretty nasty words on the letter and then mailed it back to them. And I wrote it in red ink and basically told them to screw off. And a week after that, they, believe it or not, they started censoring us one after another. And they're even censoring websites that we just bought. I bought a domain the other day, and a day after I bought it, I haven't even advertised it. I just built the site, and already it's censored, which tells me Facebook is watching our activity. They're watching what we do, and they're censoring our websites before we even put them online.
Has Google censored you at all?
No, Google hasn't censored us at all.
Okay.
Google and Facebook are kind of enemies right now.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear. For all of my listeners, if you would like to be on the ground level of a brand new social media platform, Genesis Social Media, I believe Brandon is looking for people that would like to invest to help build the company. And the company is for us. It's free speech. It's, you know, we're able to talk about our issues freely without being censored, without being blocked, without being fact checked. And I urge all of my listeners that if you have some extra bucks, or if you know some investors that want to get on the ground floor of this potentially the biggest social media platform ever, bigger than Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Genesis Social Media Platform is going to be that platform. And I encourage all of my listeners to please contact Brandon in considering and investing in this young man. He has not only put the time in over the past 10 years, he's a veteran. He knows he's been affected by being banned and being suspended off of social media. So those that have been banned, please, and suspended, please come over to us, to Genesis Social Media, where you will be heard and your voice won't be censored. Brandon, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today, talking about yourself, talking about your enterprise, and I hope to have you on the show again to keep us updated on Genesis Enterprise and what you're doing. And I want to thank you so much again.
As far as that thing you were talking about joining for partners, that's another reason why we started the organization, the Anti-Facebook Association, because there's a lot of companies out there, In-N-Out Burger, Coca-Cola, even Adidas Shoes is joining the boycott Facebook campaigns and stuff. So that's the user base we want to go after, are the people who are discriminated. And that's, if you know anybody in the investor business who is a company like that, that would be somebody we'd be interested with.
Brandon, thank you very, very much for your time. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming on the show and sharing us with your experience with Genesis Enterprise. And we wish you the best of luck, and we hope you have me on again.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too.
This is Conservative Talk Radio. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. We're always right, never left. We were honored and proud to have him to the studio today. Brandon Gibson, social media founder of Genesis Social Media, a free speech platform where you'll never get censored. I urge all to visit the website and join today, where your voice will be heard. You can follow Conservative Talk Radio on Facebook at Conservative Talk Radio. You can also follow us on Twitter at Right Talk Radio, on Instagram at Right Talk Radio, and all the other social media outlets on Right Talk Radio. We're here every Wednesday at 6 o'clock. For the American people, we want to give you free speech. Your voices will always be heard here. We thank all of our listeners for their support. If you'd like to donate, go to PayPal, me, at Conservative Talk Radio at PayPal. We want to thank all of our listeners. Please follow us for updates. We look forward to hearing from you. Please stay safe with this pandemic of COVID-19. God bless you all. Don't forget to vote November 3rd for President Trump and all Republicans if we want to save our nation from the left. Take care and God bless you all.